19 minutes to 8, we are BBC Radio Berkshire, the returning Howard Hughes here, the returning Fevzi Turkalp, a man for all reasons and seasons, and also the gadget detective. How are you, Fevzi?
Morning. Yes, good, thank you.
Now, Fevzi, let's get stuck into the white heat of technology. One story that grabbed me, and I'm certainly going to use it on another programme that I do elsewhere about technology and stuff. Fascinating story. One of the world's biggest tech stories this week, I think, is this initiative to incentivize students to stop using their mobile phones so much. Great story.
Yeah, so it's an app called Hold, and it was developed by three students who met at Copenhagen Business School, and they wanted to try and develop something that helped people deal with the issue of device distraction, the fact that we pick up our phones. It's now thought more than 100 times a day, which is kind of scary when you think about it. There's nothing else that you do 100 times a day other than breathe.
I read that statistic, Fevzi, and I thought, 100 times a day, that can't be right. But then I realised, before I leave the flat in the morning, even if it's early, I'm going to check my phone. When I get to work, I check my phone. And then when I go home, I'm checking my phone constantly. And even when I'm in bed at night, just to make sure I don't miss anything, I check my phone.
Yeah, and why is this a problem? Well, there are studies increasingly showing that, first of all, it's bleeding obvious, but there are studies that show it's a problem. According to a study last year at the University of Texas, simply having a smartphone within eyeshot can reduce your productivity and slow down response speed and reduce grades for students. Similarly, a previous study from LSE, London School of Economics, suggested that pupils who did not use their smartphones on school grounds saw a 6.4% increase in their test scores. And it's to do with focus. We know that focus is important. And if you've got a smartphone that's addictively attracting your attention away, and breaking your focus, so that's really expensive in terms of your the way that your brain works, your prefrontal cortex. It uses a limited amount of energy to switch between tasks, and once that's depleted, your productivity tends to go down. So the app's initially going to be rolled out to around 170 universities around the UK, works on both Android and iOS, and the way it works is that students accumulate 10 points for every 20 minutes that they don't use their mobile phone between 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. every day of the week, and then you can exchange the points for goods and services with well-known coffee shops and well-known online retailers and cinemas and that sort of thing.
And so from what I understand reading about this over the last couple of days, Fevzi, the trial has been in Scandinavia and has been successful there, so they think that it might well be successful here too.
Yeah, I mean, a quarter of students in Norway downloaded the Hold app in just 3 months since its launch. So it shows that I think people are aware that they have a problem.
Yep, well, unfortunately, they've had to incentivize people by giving them discounts, as you say, and rewards for it. So they either want the rewards or they realize, which is a possibility, that there is a situation here that needs to be dealt with. There's a great, I don't know whether you've seen it, it's gone viral. There's a fantastic animation that's on Facebook at the moment. I've got to look it out because it is about 4 minutes with some Spanish guitar in the background of a world full of people looking at their phones. Yeah. And a little guy or a little boy, you might have seen this one, who is desperately trying to get attention and get help from one of these people, transfixed by their phone, and the person cannot get the attention of these people. Yeah. That is telling us something, I think.
Yeah, and the irony that that's on Facebook is not lost on me either. I mean, so we all stare at our phones looking at that, it's just... and so it goes. And we do, it seems, need to incentivize people because, the other side of the equation is that we're constantly incentivized by notifications and dopamine rushes to the brain to pick up our phones. So it's, in a sense, I was going to say it's fighting fire with fire. It's not
so
even fire, is it?
So do you think, and this is a minor philosophical point at this time in the morning, maybe this isn't the right time for it, but it's worth running past people, I think, just quickly. Do you think, as I suspect, that the world has become entrained by this technology and we are now, what were those dogs, Pavlov's dogs, we now react to technology, we do what is expected?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is well understood. There have been interviews with the people who were responsible for the design of Facebook and also smartphone interfaces, and they have said that the remit that they were given from the start is to make these devices as addictive as possible. And the reason is that if you are looking at the screen and interacting with the screen, you can see advertising and use the products and so forth. And the way that that's done is that notifications make a little ping, just and you get a dopamine rush, just like, you know, Pavlov's dogs. And, the science of this is fairly well understood now, and it's been used against us. Our own physiology has been used against us to manipulate our behaviour.
Well, I wish I could say that having had this conversation with you, I'm going to reduce my phone use, but unfortunately, I don't think so.
Yeah, well, knowledge of a problem and solving it are not always the same thing, unfortunately.
Well, there's another deep philosophical point. Gadget of the week then, Fevzi, Affinity Photo for iPad from Serif. What on earth is that?
Yeah, so Serif is a company that's been around for decades. They used to do fonts for PCs and so forth. This is a photo editing app that runs on iPads only, and only fairly modern iPads at that, I have to say. But in terms of function, it gives Photoshop a good run for its money. So Photoshop is the premier photo editing application used on Macs and PCs by professionals and also enthusiasts. But the problem with Photoshop, great though it is it's expensive because it's only on subscription now. You have to pay an Adobe Creative Cloud subscription, which is fine if you are a professional and it's, you know, an overhead. And,
but
you
know, I will not pay that. I used to have it as a program on my computer when I got a computer maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Fine when it was free. No way am I paying a subscription for it. So this is a one-off fee, isn't it?
Yeah, it's $19.99. By the way, I don't think it was ever free, but it was $19.99 for the Affinity photo app. And at the moment, if you get it, I think before 8th of March, you get some free content with it. So you get content that's worth more than the $19.99, things like macro packs and brushes and things like that that will just normally that you'd pay, you know, more for in addition. So it's really very good and it's very intuitive. If you've got an iPad Pro, it works with the Apple Pencil as well. And what's really nice about it is that it can import and read Photoshop files, what are called PSD files, and it can write them as well. So you can do bits that you could actually, if you're already a Photoshop user, you could combine the two solutions. But the point is, it allows you access to all the sophisticated photo editing tools that you get in a tool like Photoshop, but for £20.
Right, and how many Scooby snacks does it get?
4.5 out of 5.
Thank you for that. Fevzi Turkup, the Gadget Detective. Not to cut you short or anything, Fevzi. If people want to shoot the breeze with you, ask you a tech question, where do they go?
Come and say hello on Twitter. It's at Gadget Detective.
Thanks, Fevzi. We'll see you 7 days from now with more technology here on BBC Radio Berkshire with myself, Howard Hughes. When the world may have returned to something more like normality, who knows?